Hey Craig James, with a look at the key economic and financial events over the coming week. Well, to say that the coming week is going to be quiet borders on understatement. Certainly there's no top shelf economic indicators to be released over the coming week. But there's a number of indicators which are going to be instructional about how the economy is performing. And one of those is out on Monday, the Commonwealth Bank Business Sales Indicator. This is a measure of economy-wide spending, which is derived by looking at credit and debit card transactions through Commonwealth Bank terminals. On Tuesday, we have the weekly measure of consumer confidence coming out from ANZ and Roy Morgan. Consumers are a little bit pessimistic at the moment. The good news is that they are still continuing to spend. On Thursday, we have the Housing Outlook Report from the Housing Industry Association, and also out on Thursday, the detailed job figures. This will get into the demographic and the regional estimates and provide a little bit more information about how the job market is faring. When we look at the overseas developments, there's nothing really to write home about in terms of China. So the focus is on US indicators. A number of measures on the housing sector, home prices, new home sales, and also existing home sales. We've got durable good orders, a measure of business investment that's happening over the week. One of the more interesting events over the coming week is the Jackson Hole Symposium. This is where world policymakers, very much the central banks, get together and discuss current developments. And I think one of the things that they're going to be talking about, you know, sitting in a big way, is the fact that we have lack of inflationary pressures right the way across the globe. Stronger job markets, but we're not seeing that reflected in higher wage growth and higher prices. So certainly that's something to watch out for over Thursday and Friday in the coming week.